Mail.
Jack DeBellin has lost his court case against the NRL and their controversial no-fault stand-down policy, meaning he will more than likely not play for the rest of 2019. To break this all down in his special emergency podcast, I bring in the Triple M NRL and the Australians insider of rugby league, Brent Reed. Reedy, break it down for us. What's going on?
Well, basically, it's a slam dunk for the NRL and the ARL commissioner. Jack DeBellin has lost his case. He's been forced to pay costs, so the costs will be exorbitant when you consider we're talking 4 days in court with QCs. And I mean, the costs are going to be massive for Jack DeBellin. But basically, the issue Judge Perry found, Judge Melissa Perry made the decision, was she decided on whether this was a restraint of trade or not. And she basically said it wasn't because of the seriousness of the charge against Jack DeBellin and the negative reporting that followed. Basically because the game had been tarnished by the Summer of Hell, and also because of the evidence of the broadcasters and the sponsors and the financial damage that was already done to clubs in the game prior to the season starting. So all those factors combined, she said it was a legitimate rule to bring in because the game needed to protect itself, and there was a clear and present danger to the NRL's legitimate interest, that is the competition and the ongoing financial well-being of the game. So it was a pretty comprehensive decision from Judge Melissa Perry for the NRL and for the ARL Commission. Obviously, Todd Greenberg and Peter Beattie will be breathing a sigh of relief right now because they've been vindicated.
What does this mean for DeBellin's career? I mean, his criminal charges, that court case more than likely won't be finished until next year. Where does that put him in his career? Where is he now?
Well, he's in limbo, isn't he? I mean, he keeps getting paid, obviously. He's allowed to train with the side still. But, you know, there's talk this mightn't be decided until the end of next year. And if that's the case, he's off contract at the end of next year. As part of his evidence in the court hearing, he said if I'm not allowed to play, or his people on his behalf said if he's not allowed to play for the next 18 months, two seasons, it'll completely decimate his value on the open market. And that's now what Jack DeBellin's staring at. I mean, you consider guys have come back from being out of the game for that long before, but geez, it damages what you're worth on the open market. And Jack DeBellin, in 18 months, if it takes that long, he's going to be a lot less valuable commodity than what he is now.
Well, make sure you keep it locked on Triple M all weekend. Starting tonight from 5:55, we have the Panthers and Warriors game. Reedy, you'll join us pre-game to break that all down. And, of course, all across the weekend. Reedy, thanks for joining us, and thanks for filling us in.
No worries. Good as gold.